Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So out in Hollywood, the mini Madoff scandal has unfolded. Kenneth Starr, a financial advisor to many A-list celebrities, was arrested yesterday and charged with defrauding star-studded clients of $30 million. It's a case of, don't worry, I'll take care of your money. You don't even have to think about it. It goes terribly wrong. Once again, we turn to Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. What's going on in this particular scandal?
Well, Ken Starr, who everyone's calling the mini Madoff, is accused of stealing $30 million from these stars. And pick your world. There's someone who is his client. If you think of the old money world, there's the 99-year-old widow of Paul Mellon, the philanthropist.
Oh,
if you're interested in banking, there's Peter G. Peterson, one of the founders of Blackstone. Hollywood, we've got Sylvester Stallone, Wesley Snipes. And if you're interested in hip-hop, the jeweler to the hip-hop stars, Jacob Arabov, was also one of his clients. So he had this amazing list. And what he did, it was very similar to Madoff. He would talk about his high-profile clients and make it seem very exclusive to have him manage your money. He would go in, for instance, to this hip-hop jeweler and spend a bunch of money to make it seem like he was wealthy. And that pulled these stars in, and they trusted him with millions of dollars that it turns out he's accused of diverting for personal use.
If Pete Peterson's got with this guy, then how could it be bad? You know what I mean? That's an old come-on. What are the specific charges here?
So they're saying that he diverted, for instance, $5.6 million from the widow of Mellon to his own apartment. He had a condo with a 1,500-square-foot garden. He purchased this with client money. They said he also set up shell companies to shift this money around. When one client confronted him and figured out something was amiss, he gave her her money, but he pulled it out of a different client's account, according to these accusations. So those are the sorts of
Ponzi-like
Madoff. Yep.
No. Prosecutors will take it from here. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much, Louise.